If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, guys, I am sorry to announce that I have to switch episode drop dates from Saturdays to Sundays just to give myself some time to edit these podcast episodes and make it perfect for you. So since I have to do that, I decided to drop a bonus episode with Lauren and Martin here.
Yeah. What's up, Brianna's loyal followers?
Yes, my 16 strong members.
We do see you.
Officially distracted.
Oh, yes. That is my one goal in life, is to distract as many people as I possibly can.
But that's politely.
Yes. I got in trouble for that so much throughout school. Like, my, all of my, report cards were always, like, great to work with, but easily distracted and distracts others. And I was like, you know what? Or there was always that teacher who hated me. So I always had, like, one report card that would always be, like, too much talking.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely got my fair share of parent-teacher conferences.
Same. They were always for talking.
Your child is being really disruptive, and they're like, what do you want us to do?
Yeah, like, what can we do? It got to the point where my mom started coming to parent-teacher conferences, and she would be like, is she talking too much in class? Like, she already knew. She already knew the rundown.
She's doing that thing again.
Yeah. Literally. Cool. And now she has a podcast, so take that, teachers.
Period.
Y'all, we getting paid out here. She monetized. I haven't even dropped the news to the podcast. Podcast. Guys, y'all did it. Y'all are officially getting me paid for this. I want to shout out to everybody. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank God. I want to thank Connie, my little puppy. She turned it into a Grammy speech. Wow.
Yes, we're so
also, it's ring day. And guess who got their ring?
Y'all.
Yes.
That's me.
Yes, Martin got his Aggie ring today, y'all. He beat the hell out of 90 hours. He did the damn thing.
Well, maybe I didn't beat the hell out of it. They might have beat the hell out of me.
He still did it.
There is a reason why I'm pouring a glass of wine.
He's like, just...
If y'all didn't hear that glug, glug, glug.
It wasn't water.
You gotta do what you gotta do to get through the 90 hours.
I mean, honestly, because that's me right now.
Spain minus the S.
Yes. The amount of memes I always see of that. There's so many different versions of those memes. Just like, I'm in Spain.
Yeah.
Minus the S.
Yeah.
Dang.
Is it not good?
It's a little, like, sweet. I don't know. It's like, it has, like, weird... I mean, it is a really, like, full-bodied red.
It is. What's the name of it?
Rioja?
Campo
Viejo. It's Rioja. It's from Spain. It's from the Tempranillo region of Spain. Which,
wow.
Tempranillo is both a region and a grape. You can add that if you want.
It's like dry, but it has kind of a sweet aftertaste.
I don't really have
that. No, not a red wine girl in the first place. But if any of y'all want to try it, Lauren likes it. Martin hates it. I'm not a red wine girl.
Well, you know what? I like it, but I also got myself some margaritas, so I'm gonna be having margaritas.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be laying off the alcohol. I threw up yesterday.
Yeah,
it went from.
I can't believe y'all were out so late,
bro. Oh my god. It was so bad. So it was just like a cute little, let's go to North Grade? What the fuck? Northgate.
It was like, oh, I'm just going to have one shot, like one drink.
We were all saying that. We're like, one or two drinks. It ended up with, Josie was like, last 2 hours of the night, I blacked out. I don't remember shit from it. It ended up with me, like, I was literally in the restroom, like, trying to get myself to throw up. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to throw up. I'm good. As soon as I walk out the restroom, I completely throw up all over my floor. Oh, my, like, it was
over it.
Yeah, I could not. I was like spinning so hard. I couldn't stand. They were like, we'll clean it for you. I was like, no, I got it. Like, I got this. I was like, put a towel over it. I'll get it in the morning.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Exactly. Sometimes. I had to wake up and still go to class. I was so hungover.
I was like, isn't it Thursday?
Yeah.
I know. She texted, she was like, my crazy crackhead roommates are going to Northgate. And I was like, Bruh!
Like, y'all need to go to bed. We should have went to bed. We should have. But I will say it was a fun night to remember because it was like one of those nights where you're like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. But then it was the best night of your life.
Yeah.
So we have to replicate that night all over again. My poor liver is like, can you not? Can you please stop?
I'm definitely going to crash at like 11. There's no way.
I probably should.
I'm telling you.
See, I want to like stay up and hang out.
I will try my best, but I will fall asleep on the couch by 11.
If you stay up until 11:01, like, yes. Like, Lauren is such an early sleeper, guys.
You're like 10:59.
11? Right? It's just like 10:59. Lauren's like, ah, ha, ha, ha. As soon as it hits 11, it just like crashes out. It's like Cinderella at midnight.
Literally.
Just dies.
I cannot. I only watch.
Could you dress up as Cinderella, please?
For Halloween?
Yes.
Oh my god, no. Just like in general?
Like, just you are now the new Cinderella.
I mean, I've never been a princess for Halloween.
You are
a
princess.
No, I've been Belle before.
But you are a princess, so you should be Cinderella. And that means you have to dress up as Prince Charming.
Yeah, you do. Oh my god, can we do it? That'd be cute.
That would be cute. There's some cute couple shit.
My brain is still in the you being Cinderella.
Like, I can't take my mind off of that. I'm just like picturing you. He's like, I've always wanted my princess.
Dance at the ball.
But mom, I love balls.
Oh my god.
No.
It's a vine. Can I go to the ball? No. But no.
He's that kid that like does
he's
the little kid.
And there he's.
He's really funny.
What?
Have you not seen him?
No.
He's like this old ass man. No, he's not. But he's like he's like this 20-year-old guy.
How do we go from old ass man to 20-year-old guy?
Because he makes like a 5-year-old boy voice to like make his vines. Like that's his mm-hmm. joke. He's that he's like 5, and so.
But
mom,
I love
balls. I might have seen it. I've probably seen his videos. I probably haven't seen that specific video.
Yeah, yeah.
There's somebody who's line. Listening to this that is
yeah.
in tune with what I'm
no, saying. They're like,
we should pull it up for the...
Please, pull it up for the audience. There's definitely people out there like, how the fuck has she not seen this video? And there are also people out there who are like, I have never heard of this shit before. Oh my gosh.
I don't ever go
on. My statistics show me that I have someone listening to my podcast who's between the ages of 45 and 55.
Good for them.
I am like, I don't know who you are, homie, but I'm pretty sure we're connected on a cosmic level.
Bro.
I don't know how, I don't know why, but you have to be the coolest 45 to 55 year old out there.
I can't find it.
That's a nice watch, Martin.
Thank you.
You found it.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Cinderella, you can't go to the ball. But I love balls.
Okay, I've definitely seen his videos, just not that one.
But I love balls.
Oh my god. Nah, that is a funny video. Okay,
all
we can.
All his vines are just like... Kids,
I miss Vine. Rest in peace, Vine.
Right? TikTok is trying so hard to be the new Vine, but it will never compare.
No, dude, YouTube Shorts are where it's at.
Yeah, low-key. Low-key. I've been starting to watch more YouTube Shorts. They're kind of funny.
I'm kind of here for it.
Especially with my YouTube search results, they keep recommending me shorts about Ariana Grande.
Nice.
It's just like Ariana Grande in different settings, and I'm living for it. I'm like, yes, Grande.
Yes. That's awesome.
Dude, that woman has some... fucking pipes, dude. Holy
really does.
Shit.
She has an insane voice.
I love it.
Just like... blows me away.
Same.
Every time I hear
I'm a full-on stan. Alright, honestly, this could be the end of the episode, because now we're just having a full-blown conversation by ourselves. Oh, it's already 8 minutes, damn. I was like, it's gonna be a 3-minute episode. So y'all are welcome. Y'all are welcome. This is y'all's little bonus recording. Sorry it's not edited, but you're welcome. Follow me on the social, guys. Have a good day.
Follow Brianna.
Please.
Do it.
Please. It'll change your life for the better. I promise. No, I don't. But, like, do it.